everybody on scene.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Glenn Herbert and the Gang of Drifters. We're about to do some great songs and music and some nice stories as well. Let's start our show from the Burlington Music Center.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From Bonavista, Vancouver Island, from the Arctic Circle to the Great Lake waters, this land was made for you and me.
Very nice. We've been playing folk music, which can seem like an odd genre because it includes so much and it tries to exclude so much. But initially we began this course by talking about what folk music is. And one of the things we talked about was it was songs that have integrated themselves into the culture in some way. And certainly this first one, the Riddle Song, has certainly integrated itself into the culture. It comes from a long history of songs dating back, we know, at least 500 years, and including one that was collected by Francis Child and included in his collection of child ballads that came with immigrants from the UK to North America and became sort of the songbook that everybody had. And those songs then became other songs, and this is an example of that. It's a song that started out as something else, and then in Appalachia ended up being this, the Riddle Song. And it also entered the culture again in the 70s in the movie Animal House, when a folk singer is singing at a toga party, and Bluto smashes his guitar. In any case, it's a lovely song, perhaps best known most recently by Doc Watson, the Riddle Song. Talked about how folk music is a way of expressing things using the tools available to us, whether it's a book of child ballads or three chords in a row or a guitar or whatever it is, in order to express ourselves and to do something with it. And in some pockets of Canada, the traditions of folk music are perhaps richer than in others. And one of them is the Ottawa Valley. The Ottawa Valley was somehow, was isolated in a sense, and it developed its own culture of music using the instruments, again, that were available to them. Guitars and fiddles, things that came over with the immigrants. And it developed its own kind of music, and we think of it as the Ottawa Valley style of fiddling, certainly very well known. And it also had its stars, and one of them was Max Beattie and his Ottawa Valley Melodiers, and very well known in the dance halls of the Ottawa Valley in the 40s and 50s. And this is one of his songs that was famous for a time, called the Log Driver Song.